This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 617, Bountiful Band 9, Part 2 Answers About Concentration.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we provide native sample answers to a new Speaking Part 2 card about habits that help you concentrate. Hey, Lindsay, what's happening in Boston?
Hey, what is happening? Good question, Jessica. We are back in a heat wave. I think it's like the third heat wave of the summer, but we're getting through it. You know, that's okay. Hey, fall's coming. Fall's coming. They say it's coming.
I love fall so much.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Fall is here, man. Portland loves fall and fall loves Portland. So it came a bit early this year.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, I love the fall too. It's the best season to go hiking and see the foliage out here in New England. Just good stuff all around. Good stuff. Easier to concentrate, you know, when the air is clear and a little cooler, you can think more clearly, I think.
Oh, definitely. When it's like super hot and humid, that humidity is a killer, man. But when it's hot and humid outside, It is tough because like it's distracting and your brain feels hot. Like you just, everything feels lethargic and slow in the heat of summer. So now in the fall, guys, it's time to take advantage of this new beginning of a new season. Get into our course. Get that bonus just for you listeners. How to wake up the examiner on your speaking exam. For the basic course, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Get that bonus and the course. And then get those classes with me, allearsenglish.com/coach.
All right. We'll see you guys inside the course. So cool. So what are we getting into today, Jessica? Are we getting into speaking part two? Is that possible?
We are. So we had, this was a comment by a subscriber on our YouTube channel, actually.
Oh,
she said that a recent cue card for part two was describe something you do that helps you concentrate. And this is weird. It's an odd question. And guys, how do you talk about this for 2 minutes? So that's why we are going to give you, we're each going to do a sample answer today, guys. So as you listen, take notes for sure.
Yes, exactly. And this is the biggest challenge for speaking part two is, again, like Jessica said, stretching it out to the 2 minutes. So examples, stories, that's what I'm going to try for when I answer this question.
It's so awesome. Yeah, for sure, guys. Context, context, context. It's all about dragging this out, extending it in all directions with context and description. Okay, Lindsay, do you want to go first?
Yes, let's do it. I am ready.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I would like you to describe something you do that helps you concentrate.
Oh, that is such a good question. Well, what really helps me clear my mind without fail every single time, even if I doubt whether it will do this, is getting outside, especially outside, and moving my body, aka exercising. So this is why this helps me. You know, on a Friday afternoon, for example, my mind could be crazy. I could be at the end of a week and have so many details that I'm just throwing around in my head, and I decide to go for a hike on Saturday, even on Sunday as well. Every time I do this, I've done this a few times this summer where I've just taken off on a Friday night, gone up to the White Mountains, hiked some of the 4,000 footers, and I'll come back on Monday morning completely clear-headed. And it makes a massive difference in not just my concentration, but my motivation, my not being as antsy, right? I'll be more settled, and I can think clearly. So that is the thing that really helps me to concentrate. And it's not just the long weekend hiking trips. It's also something as simple as getting up from my desk in the middle of the day and taking a long walk, like a half hour walk across town to go to a cafe and to walk back with my coffee. I find that if I'm struggling with something in my head at my desk, all I have to do if I want to concentrate is just get up, get out, and put on my shoes and start walking. That is the fail-proof method to clear my mind. And that's why, you know, if I were running a business, for example, in a live situation in person, if we were all working together, we would do standing meetings because that would be a form of exercise, right? We would be up exercising, moving our bodies and holding the meeting while we were standing. I think that would really make a massive difference in terms of the way I feel. So to conclude, my fail-proof way of clearing my mind and concentrating and getting more done, higher quality work, is always to go get active, move my body, and exercise.
And that's 2 minutes. Well, that was like exactly 2 minutes. Was that hard?
Nice. I had to jot down a few things before we started talking. I'm glad I had those things jotted down. It was a little bit hard. It was easier actually than the times we've done this before. but I think I'm getting better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So guys, there were so many cool vocab phrases that came out there, like fail-proof method. That's awesome. Like a guaranteed strategy, right? Feeling antsy. That's when like you just have this energy that you need to move your body, and you're maybe jiggling your leg, or like you just really need to move your body. You feel antsy. Also, like using the adjective massive to make a massive difference. So much good vocab in there. Guys, come back to the blog. This is episode 617, and I am going to put the notes from both of our answers in there so you can get this vocab. Hello, hello, awesome podcast listeners. We have a bonus just for you guys. If you get into 3 Keys IELTS now, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And you get the bonus for waking up that examiner on your next speaking exam.
Yeah, I think what would have made this easier is if I could have gone deeper into one specific story. I couldn't quite grab onto that story in my head in that moment. So I had to instead kind of touch on a weekend of hiking and after a day, you know, a lunch break during work and standing meetings and a variety of angles getting at the topic of exercise. But I think it would have gone a lot faster if I could have taken an example of one weekend when I went up to the mountains and I could have gone deeper into that. And I came back feeling more refreshed and concentrating better.
Yeah. You can, guys, when it's reachable, totally dive into a story, right? Like that's one of our number one strategies, but like that's not always gonna be possible.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Like Lindsay has tons of stories. She's great at talking. She's a professional talker. And in that like 2 minute situation, that wasn't reachable, right? So have that backup plan where you still have lots of other ideas in your notes that you can go to.
Yeah, this is why practice comes in right here, right? Having a structure, understanding what the examiner wants. So I focus my mental energies on upping the vocabulary, bulletproof, antsy, throwing in those vocabulary words because I didn't have that story, but it was okay. I had other things to fall back on, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Such good examples. Okay. Oh gosh, I haven't even thought about what I'm going to say, but I'll do my best.
Oh man. All right. Okay. So what is the question? Do you want to ask yourself the question? And should I time you?
Let me time you and I will ask myself the question. okay. Describe something you do that helps you concentrate. Let's see. So I guess honestly, the biggest thing is just lists. I make lists like nobody's business. And I have been a list maker. Well, I would say from birth, if I could write when I was a baby, I probably would have made lists. But since I could write, I have made lists. Even when I was a kid, I remember in case I was bored, I made a list of all the things I could do that would be fun in case I got bored. And then I cut them up and put them into a bag. And like, I would just draw one out of the bag. I was a very independent, autonomous person, but I think this is a habit that I started developing at a young age, which continues until now. And that is what helps me concentrate on the tasks in front of me. So, for instance, every Sunday, it's sort of like a ritual I have, right? To get ready for the upcoming week, because Mondays and Tuesdays are always like the biggest work days for me. So in order to help me focus my energy and sort of clear my mind and know where to put my attention for the coming week, I sit down every Sunday night and I look at my personal schedule and my work task list, and I combine these into a weekly schedule. So it is a little bit of a time investment, a tiny little time commitment there on Sunday nights. But if I didn't actually sit down and like have an image, a list, a schedule of the week in front of me, there is no way that I would be able to concentrate on anything that I was doing at the time, because I would feel too scattered, right? Like if there are like 10 tasks to do and I don't have them scheduled, then it's hard to concentrate on just one thing, because your attention is always being pulled away by these other commitments they become vague in your head when they're not made concrete by putting them in.
That is 2 minutes.
Oh, man, I was getting into that.
Yeah, that was great. That was a really fast 2 minutes.
It was.
Did it feel fast to you, or was it dragging on? No.
I was like just gaining speed. I was really going to go into a sort of lectury mode about how to concentrate and make lists.
Yeah, but I bet the reason that worked so well was less about the vocabulary, more about the fact that you were sharing something that you feel strongly about. Totally. Do you think that's true?
For sure. And I think really, if you could trace anything back to its roots in childhood, I think that adds a lot to your answer for anything, right? It's like that strategy we've talked about of the before, during, after, right? Mm-hmm. So like the before was like introduce it by the childhood roots of this habit or this thought or this opinion, you know, whatever, what have you, and then follow it up to present day. I think that's a really easy way to fill that 2 minutes.
Oh, for sure. And you really pulled us in because you shared with us your weekly routine, something you do every week. And it felt very real. It felt very tangible. I pictured you at a big table, like with all your stuff spread out, with your computer totally. Here and your notebook, your homework book there. and just kind of marking everything in to the dates and the days. And that makes it very vivid. That makes for a strong speaking part too. I love it.
And you could picture my day planner because you have the same one.
I've seen listeners. It and because I have the same one.
Listeners, this was so funny. So when I was in Boston, right, staying with Lindsay for our Urban Adventure Amazing Immersion Program, Lindsay and I thought it was really hilarious because we have like exactly the same day planner. And guys, like if you've been fans of the show for a while, you know that lists are like a central passion to both of us. And it was just really funny. We have like the same exact schedule.
It's really funny. We're similar in that way, that we're very like determined, you know, around scheduling, and we get things done. I mean, that is why this podcast gets published 3 days a week, because of those planners.
Totally. Exactly. So listeners, you should be thankful for our planners also. Guys, if you found today's sample answers helpful, interesting, entertaining, then leave us a review, guys, on Apple or Stitcher. Leave us a review for the show. Ask us a question. We'll read your name and your thoughts in a future episode.
Yeah, I mean, this is the review contest month. We're still in the month, right, guys? So if you leave a review, we're going to randomly choose one reviewer in September, and that person's going to get a chance to appear on this podcast. So cool.
Yeah, super cool. All right, Lindsay, let's go some more things off the list.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Have a good one, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today.
All right, awesome. See ya. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.